Dan had seen a glimpse of truth not only of his mother's life that day, but of whole generations of working class women. From then on, the praises he would hear given to those self-sacrificing many would have a doubtful ring for him. It was right, justice, that the true heroism of working class life should be accorded to those women. But like all heroism, it was a dubious commodity. That lost army of fraught, unglamorous women, with coats they had to make last for years, and the shoes inside with the strips of cardboard absorbing dampness, recorded the passage of hard times like rings from a dead tree. They had done unbelievable things, but they shouldn't have been asked to do them. With a few pounds, some sticks of furniture, they had every day practiced a very commonplace white magic. They had sewn comfort out of rags, brewed surprising satisfaction from unimpressive ingredients, calmed storms, taught decency in the face of the injustice of their own lives. But the cost of it had been themselves. They were the ingredients of their own magic. Last ounce of spirit, last shred of ambition, smallest fragment of dream, the wastage, the good mind starved, the talents denied, the potential distorted. It was beyond computation.